the aggressive and the passive. The nature of human beings falls under two broad classifications, the aggressive and the passive. The aggressive are those who use their intellect in life's activities, while the passive operate from the level of their mind. Again, each of these can be classified as good or bad. Thus, there are the aggressive good and the aggressive bad persons. Likewise, the passive good and passive bad. The terms aggressive and passive have a special connotation derived by the use or non-use of the intellect. The mind and intellect are the two equipments which propel human activity. The body cannot act on its own. Actions proceed from either the mind or the intellect. A person is considered passive when he acts from the mind without the guidance of the intellect, whereas he uses his intellect to direct his mind and body to act is classified as aggressive. A passive person functioning from the mental level lives by his feeling rather than reason and judgment. He does not think, discriminate with his intellect, nor scrutinize, analyze his actions, much less question their merit or demerit. He lives a routine, mechanical pattern of life, follows blindly the life of his family, predecessors. Environment, situation, and circumstance shape his individuality rather than his individuality shaping them. By and large, he lives an unintelligent, dogged life of passive acceptance of whatever has gone before him. He lacks the intellect initiative to use his human resources to rise above the external influences and steer himself to a meaningful, purposeful life. Such passivity may lean towards good or bad. A passively bad person leads a wrongful, immoral life without really intending to do so. He does not willfully, guilefully plan and scheme activities to meet his private ends. He does not mean to be bad. He continues to live a wrong way of life, usually inherited from his past. His intellect does not consciously examine the nature of his activity and its repercussion. He is caught up in a mode of living which happens to be bad. So it is with the passively good person. He is involved in a way of life which happens to be good moral without even realizing it to be so. He merely leads his life based on good impulses. He does not plan and execute a virtuous way of living. His intellect has not gone through the process of analyzing and determining a right course of life. He carries on unmindful of the repercussion of his action. Such indiscriminate action, however good, may at times prove detrimental to himself and his society. The aggressive nature is the opposite of the passive. An aggressively bad person viciously plans and schemes, manipulates and maneuvers immoral, corrupt ways of life for pursuing his selfish motives. He observes no scruples, breaks custom and tradition, rule and regulation, all for his self-centered personal aggrandizement. The aggressive constantly employ their intellect in programming their life, whereas the passive never do so. Consequently, the aggressive are more powerful. The aggressive bad dominate over the passive good and bad, and freely exploit them to serve their personal interests. The fourth cadre is the aggressively good person. Rare indeed is one in this category. The aggressive good is inherently virtuous, divine. He uses his intellect to plan and program his course of life for the benefit of one and all. Never functions impulsively. His reason and judgment steers every activity, directed to the well-being of the community. He studies facts, foresees consequences, and works towards the best interest of the people. A single aggressively good person can bring about peace and harmony in the community. The proportion of the passive far exceeds the aggressive everywhere. The reason being that human beings hardly use their intellect. They live at the level of their mind and its emotions, feelings, likes and dislikes, and suffer the consequences. They do not care to exert, strive for bettering themselves. The passive are rising in numbers. Among the aggressive, the good are indeed very rare. So the aggressively bad exploit the weakness of the passive good and bad. The passive become victims of the vicious practices of the aggressive bad. This explains why honest suffer while the dishonest prosper. It is the intellect scoring over the mind, a law of human nature. The passive do not realize their weakness, make no attempt to strengthen the intellect. They choose to remain in their mental and emotional frame, get overpowered by those who operate from the level of the intellect, and complain of the world being corrupt. To solve this problem, they must shed their complacency and develop their intellect. Until they fortify themselves, they may need to seek intellectual guidance from others to combat the viciousness of the aggressive bad. Thus must the passive turn into aggressive good to be able to confront and conquer the aggressive bad elements in the society. There is no other way to it. The epic Mahabharata presents a picture of the passive and aggressive natures of human beings. The royal cousins Pandavas and Kauravas in the epic represents these two categories. The Pandava princes were distinct in their passive goodness and the Kauravas in their aggressive badness. Consequently, the Pandavas suffered untold humiliation at the hands of the Kaurava prince Duryodhana. He was a clear specimen of aggressive badness. He schemed and planned the destruction of his passively good cousins. The Pandavas sought the guidance of Lord Krishna. Krishna was a personification of aggressive goodness. He employed his intellect effectively to destroy the vicious plans of Duryodhana and the rest. The aggressive good prevailed over the aggressive bad. Krishna relieved the suffering of the Pandavas and resurrected righteousness in the country.